underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are going to continue on our healing journey with step two, reflection. In order for you to be healed, you must call upon the ultimate healer, God. So there is no need to say that we're going to dig in the Bible to find out what your true reflection is. What is the Word of God saying about you? So prepare yourself, because it ain't gonna be pretty. I'm letting you know right now. Brace yourself. But don't lose heart, because it's not applied to only you. It's all of us, as mentioned in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have all fallen. No matter how you do it, you are a sinner. And it goes back to when Adam ate the fruit. That's when sin came in and didn't leave. Jesus Christ came and paid the price to save us. And as a sinner, the message is clear. You are not perfect. You are jacked up. God already knows it. But do you know it? Because at this time, it's okay to look at yourself in the mirror. We already addressed the mirror in the first step. So when you see that reflection in the mirror, look at it. If it's ugly, yes, it is true. Own up to it. Because there cannot be no healing if you don't come out of denial. You need to come out of the delusion that you are perfect, because you are not. And if you need the Word of God to tell you that, here is another one for you. In Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one. The day that I seen that ugly self in the mirror, I didn't like what I seen. And I knew I wasn't the only one in the situation. Because all of us, we come to a point where we see that ugly self in the mirror. But not all of us agree to own up to it. So I'm inviting you to own up to it. Look at that ugly self. Recognize that that ugly self is ugly. And change. Choose healing. The healing that will bring change. And that is the journey we are on. Don't lose heart. There is hope. But first, own up to it. Look at yourself in the mirror and own up to what you see. And don't think you can change all by yourself. No matter how hard you're going to try on your own, oh, you're going to fumble. You're going to try all you can. Your best will never be enough. And I'm telling you that just to give you heads up. You can choose to listen to what God is saying, or choose to try to do it the hard way and still think that you can do it yourself. And you're going to find out at the end the same result. You cannot change all by yourself. No, you need God's help. And here is a scripture that tells you exactly what I just said. It's in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. You have already tried so far And all that you tried so far, God is telling you, it's filthy rags. By now, you get the picture. And I pray that you don't run from that picture. Because that picture is true. You are broken, wounded. You are a hot mess. I am a hot mess. But I'm going to choose to own up to it and go to God, who can fix me. God, I am a hot mess. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. And what I'm seeing, I don't like it. I don't want to be that anymore. So help me. Heal me. Change me. Because there is hope. God understands it. He created you. He understands it. He knows you are broken. You didn't grow up in a perfect world. He knows how it affected you. From the moment Adam ate the fruit, everything crumbled down from there. He already knows it. Now it's for you to see it for yourself and know that you need help, that you need healing. So it's time to stop and try God's way. Please stop and try God's way. It doesn't matter how many times you tried, a million times. It doesn't matter. Just stop doing it your way and try God's way. Because there is hope doing it God's way. Because God said in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." God has a plan of salvation for you. It is called Jesus Christ. Because through sin, all the sickness, disease that you see came through sin. That's why we are all sick. That's why we all need healing. If you can heal that sinful habit of yours, you're not going to have sickness and disease to fight. It's going to take care of everything else. But in order to take care of that sin, you need to go back to God. And in order to eradicate that sin, you need the blood of Jesus Christ. You need the plan of salvation that God has made for you. You can't heal yourself by taking medicines. Medicine is superficial. God wants to take you down to the core of what makes you sick or what brings that disease. That is sin. And when you go to the core of it, you're going to find out that there is no way to get rid of sin without Jesus Christ. That's the perfect plan of salvation that God has for you. So at this point, I'm going to invite you to do it, to give your life to Jesus Christ. And if you have, it's not going to hurt that you recommit yourself, because sometimes we fall off. So it's not going to hurt. The sinner's prayer, which is one of our messages, will assure you to give your life to Jesus Christ. Seize the plan of salvation that God has for you and don't run from it. And it's going to be all right. The link for that message will be given in the description box. So go on. Give your life to Jesus Christ. And when you're ready, you can move on to the third step, change. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I'm out.